Listen to part of a lecture in a meteorology class.
So, we were talking last week about the term greenhouse effect. Now remember, at first, the term didn't have negative connotations. Well, that was before global warming. In fact, the term greenhouse effect had a very positive connotation, because actually we'd be in big trouble without it. During the day, the sun's energy would heat up the Earth, but at night, all the accumulated energy would radiate back into space, and the Earth's surface temperature would rapidly fall far below zero. Now, if that was all there was to the story, this would be a very different world. The reason that doesn't happen is... can anyone tell me why this doesn't happen?
It has to do with greenhouse gases, I guess.
Right, George, but what are greenhouse gases? What do they do?
Well, they're gases in the atmosphere that first absorb a lot of heat, and then they, release it gradually.
Yes. So the molecules of these gases are like a blanket that traps heat. So they reduce the amount of heat that's radiated from the Earth back out into space. These gases are called greenhouse gases because they hold heat in, like the glass walls of a greenhouse. And the effect of these gases is called the greenhouse effect, and without it, life on Earth, as we know it at least, would not be possible.
But what we have to worry about is if the greenhouse gets overheated, right?
That's right, Susan. That's when the term greenhouse effect is used negatively, when we get what we call the enhanced greenhouse effect, as opposed to the natural greenhouse effect. As long as the amount of greenhouse gases in the air stays the same, and as long as the amount of heat arriving from the sun is constant, an equilibrium is maintained. But when the equilibrium is upset, we get the enhanced greenhouse effect. As Susan says, the greenhouse gets overheated. Actually, there's evidence that the equilibrium has already been upset, that the Earth's climate has been warming over the past century. And what causes the enhanced greenhouse effect?
Isn't it that we're putting too much of these greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, like carbon dioxide from fuels?
That's right, a human-induced release of greenhouse gases. And that's mostly a byproduct of energy use, for example, like the carbon dioxide that's released when you burn petroleum, or methane coming from landfills, coal mines. And the outlook's not good. Carbon dioxide emissions are expected to grow significantly in many countries in the next couple of decades.
So that's why they predict the world will get warmer?
Yes. However, we're not exactly sure how much warmer or how quickly it'll happen, because the amounts of heating and cooling are influenced by various factors, like the oceans. The oceans have an extraordinary capacity to absorb heat, approximately 1,000 times that of the atmosphere. A recent study confirmed that the oceans have been warming up over the last 50 years and will continue to absorb more heat from the atmosphere over the next 50 years. Now, warming in the oceans is bad news and good news. Confirming that the oceans have been warming really adds strength to the claims that global warming is here. That's the bad news. Some people have been hoping maybe global warming isn't really happening because the atmosphere isn't yet getting as hot as predicted. Well, it turns out the extra heat is in the oceans. And there's the good news. The immediate impact of the enhanced greenhouse effect may not be as great as we feared, because the oceans may actually slow global warming down.
You mean the ocean acts sort of like a huge heat sponge?
Yeah, you could put it that way.
But Professor Jones, doesn't the ocean evaporate? I mean, add water vapor to the air? How does that influence the global temperature?
Good question. That's one of the big unknowns. On the one hand, water vapor itself is a powerful greenhouse gas. So maybe increased water vapor will lead to a warmer Earth. On the other hand, more water vapor in the atmosphere means more clouds, and clouds block sunlight and help keep the surface of the Earth cool. So, you see, the oceans have a complicated relationship with the greenhouse effect. On the one hand, their heat-holding capacity would delay the global warming. And on the other hand, they're the primary source of water vapor, and we don't actually know what the net effect of that will be.